Hey, Kareem.
Hi, Doreen.
We got a great show tonight. I'm pretty excited about it because usually it brings it's a topic of a lot of interest for a lot of different people. So why don't you share with everyone what we're going to talk about tonight?
Sure. We were divinely inspired to do the show this week on animal totems. We've had a couple people ask us what their specific ones were. So tonight's show is about animal totems and our connection with these spiritual teachers. Back in the days, we all that back in the old days, in the caveman days, we remembered our we honored and respected these animal spirits. Back in those days, we would paint pictures of them on the cave walls, right? We would wear their skins. We would pray to them to have them guide us or bless us. And we would, if we were eating a particular animal, we would bless the spirit of the animal, and honor the spirit of that particular, animal that we had just killed. So there was a real strong connection. We understood that we were all from the same source energy, and that was to be honored, and that we were all here together as brothers and sisters and cousins and teachers and friends of each other. So, and now in this day and age, we're not in the caveman days anymore, but the natural power of these animal totems are still there. It's not lost. And so if we just tap into the power and the knowledge, that they're here to offer us, they are in essence another, a different kind of angels for us, here to guide us and teach us with what, with their own embodiment. So that's tonight's show, animal totems.
I like that too as well. And one of the things that we're going to talk about too, and I don't know if you believe this, but I think everyone has an animal totem because there are people that may be listening. I don't like animals, and that's okay, but you still have an animal totem. I think everyone is born with the totem. Do you agree or disagree?
Yes, there are actually different kinds of animal totems. There's four different types. There are the ones that are with us, throughout our entire lives,
Right.
and that can change too, depending on if we've learned a certain thing, and so that can switch. But they're with us throughout our entire lifetime, and then there are the ones that show up, while we're on a specific journey, and then there are the ones that show up. Just really unexpectedly for a short period of time to give us a message. And then there are the ones that show up to make us confront a certain fear. But the ones I think most people are, that happen, are the ones that show up unexpectedly. I think we hear a lot of stories about that. But like Seth was saying, our producer, he says that he has three life totems is what he was talking about, the shark, the bat, and the raccoon. And those are the ones that stay with us throughout our entire lives. And they speak to our true nature. That's the difference between a life totem is that it speaks to our true nature. It's the one that resonates with our soul, that embodies certain characteristics that our own spirit possesses.
I agree with you on that, and I know that I feel, in meditation, because I was just doing a meditation, that we choose, that we get either they choose us or we choose them, however that works, or maybe we just choose each other before we ever come down to the planet. That's what I do know. I feel like the animal totems, our animal totems, we bring with us from the other side, and who we're going to work with. Which one of your animal totems, and share if you don't mind, share with us. How you, what's been going on? Because I know that you've had a lot of dreams with animals pretty recently, actually.
Oh, I don't even remember that. Oh, I've had like a dog, a lot of dog dreams, but that was, I think that was to show me, the soul of an animal. But I do resonate very much with, my totem, life totem animals are, the lion and, the sparrow.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. My life totem animals are the jaguar, and also the dolphin. So, that's something that I like. Every time I get into a situation where I have to make a choice, the totem animal, the jaguar will show up for me. You know what I mean? I have two of them actually. And so They'll show me the which road is going to lead to where. You know what I mean? Not that I always follow the best road, but hey, they show me as well. The other thing that I like about the animal totems too is a lot of times people will see them. You know, like, and these are not totem animals that you're necessarily that your life totem. So it, when you see a physical animal, a lot of times there's a message there for you as well. Has that ever happened to you? Because I know it's happened to me too.
Absolutely. I think the type of there are animals that show up. There's one that's a journey animal totem, and that animal will show up for a certain period of time, about weeks, months, or maybe years, depending on what you are going through, and they will show up repeatedly. It's very similar to the message animal totem, but the message animal totem shows up really unexpectedly, just for like a day or so, to give you like a real profound message or a warning. There's a really great story about a man that I had he was going through a really difficult time and he wanted to commit suicide. And he said, you know, he packed his car with a whole bunch of, he was a mechanic, and he would work, you know, on a lot of cars. And he said he loaded up his car with carburetors, the actual dashboard of his car. And his intention was that he was going to drive really fast and crash into a tree, and so that the carburetors would hit him and knock him out and kill him.
Oh, wow.
Because he didn't think that, you know, hitting the tree would be enough. So he wanted to just really make sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And so he said, you know, so he made it his intention. He was like, he packed up his car and he was driving along this road. And all of a sudden, a bunny rabbit crossed his path. And he said, well, I was going to kill myself, but I wasn't about to kill a bunny rabbit. So he swerved to miss the bunny rabbit. And he realized, you know, at that time, he said, you know, that is a good example of a message animal totem, because what a rabbit actually symbolizes is when it shows up in your life like that, it is about you know, decisions that we have made, and when they show up, right, it is calling you to reconsider a decision that you have made. And so, isn't that like just profound? It's like not only was it a rabbit, but it like stopped his path. And so, after that happened, he pulled over and he said, okay, that was really unexpected because I'm on a highway, and what is a rabbit doing just crossing my path like that? And he said, okay, I shouldn't be doing this. And from then on, yeah, he really went inside and, you know, really turned around his life. So that's a great example, I know.
That's a beautiful story, by the way, too. You know, this is actually a true story. I saw it on audible.com. It's I think it's Audible. It might be another place where they sell books, because you can get it in print, or you can get it, you know, the books that are just on an MP3 file. So I read it, and it was amazing. There was a kid got stuck in the mountains, and started snowing, and the mountain lion led him out of the mountains. It was a teen, actually, I think, led him out of the I'm going to call it the wilderness, or the blizzard, the snowstorm, and led him to safety. Can you believe that? And he said, I knew that was my animal totem, he said. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know. And then a few years ago, because, you know, I lived down here in South Florida, there was we had some folks that joined us from Cuba. but there was one little boy, actually, that made it. I think all the rest of his family died. But in the water, dolphins surrounded him to keep him safe from sharks. Can you believe that? Until the Coast Guard came and got him. So the dolphins surrounded him. Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. I have always known that the lion was my primary life totem, but the sparrow, I didn't even realize that the sparrow was one of my life totems until about a year ago or a couple months ago. And I was able to look back on my life and realize every time that sparrow has shown up, what it was trying to tell me. This, you know, and it the sparrow will show up, and for me, it's really distinct because I live in a very, you know, I live in the city where there's not a lot of birds flying around over here, but the sparrow somehow finds its way to me. I don't know. And the sparrow for me, you know, when a sparrow shows up for you, it teaches you the importance of voicing your communication and understanding right. the balance between when to exert your truth or when to retreat. Because, you know, a sparrow is about singing a beautiful song, right, and all that you do. And so it teaches you how to cooperate and to really learn how to sharpen your intuition, use your communication properly to build awareness and to release the old tendencies, because it always sings a new song, right? So that's what the sparrow teaches you and has been trying to show me throughout my life, different times when I was having communication problems with somebody or I wasn't communicating properly or letting my ego get in the way too much. And I didn't even realize it, that this sparrow has been showing up every single time. You know, I thought it, you know, and they would show up also as like messages from angels too. But I really, in meditation, all of a sudden I realized right before this show, I said, it was funny because I felt this bird flying next to me as I was tuning into my, my lion. And I said, what is this bird? And I could hear the fluttering of wings. And I was like, is that an angel? And I said, no, this is a bird. And then I heard sparrow. And then I remember, And I remember one of the most difficult times in one of my relationships. I remember I was standing out on the balcony, and I was thinking about how do I communicate properly. And all these sparrows just kept flying around my window, which is in the middle of, you know, Los Angeles. There aren't a lot of birds, but I just kept thinking, I think the angels are trying to tell me something. I don't really know what it is. I don't know what it is. And I didn't really think to really, you know, focus on it. But yeah, I just, now I know. So now I'm aware and I'm open to the sparrow.
That's cool. Well, I have to share this with you. Stephen Farmer, he writes a book called Animal Spirit Guides. And it says, if sparrow is your totem animal, are your power animal, you have little or no fear of anyone or anything and can hold your own and if you're ever threatened, okay? And you're assertive in asking and going in for just what you want. And you know how to communicate that effectively. That's what the sparrow will help you with. And let's see, there's one more here. Within your considerable humility, you freely express love and joy, which positively affects others who are around you. That's you, Corinne.
Well, thank you. That was beautiful. What is the name of that book?
One more. It says, whenever you have to face a challenge, you do so courageously and never let yourself feel defeated. It's The Animal Spirit Guides by Stephen Farmer. He was actually married to Doreen Virtue, so she really helped him.
It's that Stephen. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's great book. I'm going to have to pick that up.
Yeah, so I was like looking that up too as well, you know, so, so you heard the sparrow around you, right?
I just wish that I had tuned into it a little bit earlier. It would have prevented a lot of heartache and misinterpretations and miscommunications had I been a little bit more aware of what these sparrows have been trying to tell me my whole life.
Get off the window. Can you imagine? You're like sitting on my window.
Yeah, because I've always really related to the lion, and the lion has shown up to me very many times when I've been a little too fearful and haven't really faced certain things. The sparrow, I just got that, so I'm tuning in to the sparrow now, and I'm going to surround them with my energy now. But that was beautiful. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's cool too. And, you know, a lot of times we have dreams, and I've been having dreams about camels. I don't know what that's about. But the other night I had a dream of two camels. And then I told you about a dream a few months ago with camels. I don't really feel like they're here for just a moment in time. So what did you say that when an animal is here just brief, what kind of animal is that? So I want to be real.
There are two. And it feels to me that the camel is either one of these two. It's not there. There's another fourth type of totem that comes about to make us face our fears. But it feels like the camel for you is either the journey animal totem or the message animal totem. The difference between the two is that the journey animal totem will walk with you on your journey, and it'll stay with you however long this specific journey takes. So it could be weeks, months, a year, or something like that. And it'll switch when you've overcome that journey and you move on to the next, and it changes. The message animal totem comes forth very briefly. It could just be a day or a week. Sometimes it'll be a couple of months, but it's usually a shorter period of time, and it comes about to bring you self-growth, a spiritual message, or, you know, a cautionary warning like the bunny rabbit did to the other gentleman in that story that I just said. But and you've had it, like, now I think there was another dream that we had talked about with the camel for you, right? So it's like been two or three.
Right, but there's, you know what? The thing about it is I remember is there were two camels in that dream, and then there's two camels in this dream. So I was like, okay, what's that about, you know? When I'm looking up camels, you know, in the, what do you feel it is? So, because I'm going to look it up. I haven't even looked it up. I you know, when you were talking about that, I was like, you know, that's probably something that, you know, is just a, you know, just a brief time, not a camel that's with me forever, you know.
I think the camel represents, because the camel with the humps is where they store water, right? So that's about replenishment, survival, renewal, right? It's like your life force because they, you know, that's where they store the water. I think the camel totem is about remaining positive in the most difficult of times, right? Because the camel's out in the desert, there's no water around, but the camel's got the water, and it's and then again, it's about showing you the glass is half full, you know, because of the water, and that although there may be tough times ahead, everything's going to turn out good. Just like if you're in the desert and you're on a camel and there's no water around, you've got the camel with the water, everything's going to work out fine. So it's about remaining positive through difficulties.
Well, that's true, because I know that, you know, for myself and you as well, we've both been really doing a lot of soul searching and spiritual meditation and all those kind of things, because and that's been really, that's good to know that the camel is there for that reason, because, man, you know, days are tough sometimes. I mean, I got a great life, so do you, but, you know, we both do, because we do what we love and we love what we do with, you know, with the metaphysics that we do. But it's nice to know that, you know, I'm going to call on them to help me. It's so funny, because the other night I had a dream about them, and I was like, I had just watched E News, E Entertainment. That's so bad that I watched that, right? So I don't know why I don't read National Enquirer. Not that that's bad, but anyway.
Oh, it's fun. It's mindless entertainment. We got to have some of that every once in a while.
Yeah, just like, look your way. But Kim Kardashian had been on the camel with these long heels. I was like, maybe I was thinking because of that. But then I looked at it again. I go, nope, this is a message for me, you know, too, as well. So anyway, cool to know that, you know, that I've got help along the journey, you know, along with all the angels. And they'll be with me for a while, because I never do anything very fast. So.
So this, I think this is probably a journey animal totem, because it feels like it is with you at least for a little bit of time here. It's not, it doesn't feel like it's fleeting, because it's shown up now in your dreams with Kim Kardashian on E! News.
Yeah, that's a way to look at it. Yeah, I was like, wow, you know, she had some heels on there. They were like 6 or 7 inch heels. Like, who would think to go to Dubai to ride a camel in 7-inch heels, you know, Kim Kardashian? But hey, it was a message for me. That's good. So anyway, I like that. And then I know the dolphin's always been with me, but it's only been pretty recent that I could really tap in. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? That I realized it. So, but man, that's a wonderful experience, you know, to be able to swim with them. You know, I've done that literally, but, you know, to swim with them in your dream state. And, you know, I know we've had people that have called in and done readings for that have had experiences like that. But the dolphins, they're called the angels of the ocean. So I thought that was a real gift to bring that as an animal totem. You know what I mean? To have that as one of my totems. Yeah.
I love dolphins. They're just so, they're like the angels of the sea.
Yeah, that's what they're called. And I know that, you know, living on the beach, I've seen them last year early in the morning. And I'll never forget hearing them swim around me. And all of a sudden, I got freaked out about it. I was like, and they left, you know. So I really, you know, I know that when your totems come to you to give you a message, just sit still and listen. They're not going to hurt you. Look at the, you know, look at, you just sit there and say, hey, what are you here for? Remember Diane, one of our clients, she had all those raccoons in her house. She's like, what's all
five? She had five. Yeah.
Can you imagine? So she had five raccoons, right? And they're all in her house. And she was sharing with us. She goes, I come back, and then there's three more. I was like, yeah, well, there's something there then, you know. Not only, you know, I sometimes I think that you need to look at the amount of animals that are coming in for you. Like, you know, for me, it's two jaguars, and for, you know, for my camels, it's two. So I think for her, it's five. So, it's, you know, mix the numerology with the animal totems, you probably got a strong message there, you know, too, as well.
Right.
So.
I think it was about positive change. That was just so funny, though. She was in her kitchen. She sees five raccoons just come into her kitchen, just one at a time. They're just coming in.
Yeah, they look nice, right? I'm not sure if they are, but I don't think they are. That's what I've heard. But they, you know, they look like you just want to, they're cuddly, but I don't think so. But she said they didn't bother her. So, you know, and it was a strong message for her. I just talked to her today about it too, as well. She's so funny. So anyway,
that was a funny story.
I know. You know, animals, our pets have, I believe, have animal totems as well, don't you? Don't you think, too, as well? Like your kitties, my dog, all those folks out there. I know the first time I saw an animal totem around someone was one of my friends had a cat, and it was a big cat, beautiful cat, sweetheart, too. And I saw this little butterfly flying around him. I was like, what's that? So it was like one of his little guides. And then my dog here, she has a little grasshopper as one of her totems. I was like, what? And so that was kind of cool because I just figured that out the other day. You know what I mean? So.
You said grasshopper, right? I think that's just so cute. I love it. I'm like picturing a little Jiminy Cricket just happening around.
Yes, I know. I tell her, if that's Jiminy Cricket, hey, tell her to listen a little bit better. Jiminy Cricket's saying, hey, take her to puppy training class. That's what we're
doing. I know, right? Or like the little grasshopper. You always say, you know, like the little grasshopper is the student, right? And you're trying to train her right now. So maybe that's why the grasshopper is around her right now, to help her with her training.
Yes, that's good, because you know what? They make you work for it, though. That's for darn sure, right, to train an animal. So I know that you've got two kitties there. So it's nice to know that we're always protected, you know what I mean, and we're never alone. So, and, you know, whether it's, you know, with the animals and stuff like that. And, you know, I think this is cool to mention, too, because we've got a couple callers, and I know we need to take them. But really quickly, if you're looking for you know, if you need help with something, not only do you have the angels, but you also have animals that you can call on their energy. You know, like you, the lion is about strength and about being a leader. So if you're, you know, in a promotional, you know, you want a promotion and it takes you to a leadership position, not only can you call on God, your angels, but you also can call on that animal totem to give you the characteristics to help you and to succeed in that job. Or, you know, there's dogs, you know, if your dogs are known for their loyalty, right, and you want your man to be loyal or your woman to be loyal, say, make sure they have the animal totem of a dog. I don't know, but, you know, you can always tap into that power, you know, that are the characteristics that they have. Like the sparrow is communication, so if anyone, you know, wants to communicate better, then they can ask an animal to help with them with that. So right. I thought that was pretty cool too as well.
Yeah, you know? it's like calling upon them, you know, as your angels. There's also ways that you can figure out what your specific animal totem is, whether it's the life totem or the journey or message totem or whatever it is. You can, if you're not quite clear and you're saying, hey, what animal totems have been around for me? You can ask yourself, you know, which animals have always resonated within you, you know, whatever it be, an animal, bird,
sure,
insect, which ones have you been drawn to your entire life? You know, when you go to a park or a zoo or forest, what animals are you most interested in seeing? What animals do you most frequently see when you're out and about the city or in nature? What animals have you always been fascinated about or wanted to learn about? What animals, you can also go the other way too. What animals have you always found the most frightening or intriguing? Also, an animal totem can show up if you've ever been bitten or attacked by an animal. That can be an animal totem for you. Or if you have reoccurring dreams, like what you just mentioned with the camels, or specific ones, dreams that you've never forgotten that a specific animal was a part of. Those are all signs or tools and tricks to help you kind of figure out what your animal totem is.
That's very true. And I know that Stephen Farmer does a great animal totem meditation. So you know, you can get that at Hay House, Amazon, anywhere, the any places like that, and just download it on your iPod or on, you know, where you can listen to it. But he really takes you step by step. It's a great meditation for anyone that has never met their animal totem. If you go through that one, I think that you can, or you can call us and talk to us. We'll tell you who your animal totem is. I'm going to share this, and then we'll take these two callers. I have a friend of mine, and he goes, Tree, he goes, I moved out. He goes, there was these roof rats on my roof. And he goes, and it was just terrible. And, you know, roof rats are real common down, you know, when you're in woods and everything. And he said, I just had to get away from them. And he said, so I finally moved, and my lease was up. And he goes, they would just never leave, and they try to get rid of them. Well, anyway, he called me the other day, and I told him, he said, Tree, there's another roof rat. Guess where it's at? I go, let me guess, on your roof? He says, yeah. And so when we looked it up, I said, I think it's probably your animal totem. So we looked it up, and it was. I told him, you know what? It's showing you that the opportunity that you've been seeking and working for and getting your business off the ground is coming, because that's what the rat does. It, you know, or the rat, I'm going to say a rat because it is a totem animal. And it's very skilled too as well. So he's like, you're kidding me. He goes, what should I do? I said, well, make it a pet. No, I was kidding. I said, thank the animal totem for letting you know that your opportunity that he's been working on it for like 2 years is coming to fruition. And he called me today and said, you know what? You're right. It is. Or I said, I wasn't right. I just read your animal totem. So it's your hard work and you adopting a strength that were, you know, from this, the rat. And he says, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody that. I go, I probably wouldn't share that with your girlfriend on, you know, on a first date, right?
Anyway. You're like, I'm a rat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't, you know, in Oprah Winfrey, in her one of her shows, she goes, if a guy tells you something or a woman tells you something, believe them. Anyway, so that's probably not something you'd want to say. I think we got a couple callers. Do you want to take them?
Sure. We've got Lindsay first as our first caller.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good.
Anyway, how are you, Lindsay?
I'm good. The interview was postponed until the 14th. They changed it at the last second. Not sure really why, but I'm still excited, still hopeful. I guess it's going to push back my start date, too. But, you know, still excited. But I had a quick question for you guys. So
sure.
The other day, it's about an animal totem. After we had our call on Tuesday night and we were talking about tapping in and really, like, your angels will, like, speak to you more often, I did a really good meditation the following day, and I specifically asked my angels for that. Well, my boyfriend and I were talking about animal totems, actually, on Thursday. And I had said I always thought he had a bear. I have a bear and a panther, and I was asking him questions like, well, what animal scares you the most when you were younger, things like that. Out of nowhere, I think it was in a man's voice, and it said, a fox. And I was like, oh, a fox? And he's like, no, I didn't say that. So I looked it up online, and it seemed like it could fit. So I was curious if it was a fox, if that was really an angel that spoke to me that had said that.
Yes, I believe it is. And what color fox did you see? Red fox?
I saw it as a red fox.
Okay, because that's
how I usually always see foxes, though. But I saw it as like a playful, sly type being in it. That's how the description is for foxes. I was curious if it was an actual fox, or if it was a bear, like I had thought.
If the fox, do you want to know if it's a fox for him, correct?
I'm sorry.
Right, Lindsay? I said you wanted to know if his totem animal, one of his totem animals, was the red fox. Is that right?
Yeah, and if he also has a bear, because I always felt he had a bear.
Well, you can have two.
I have two. I know.
To him as well. And just let him know that if the fox is his power animal, he's a night person. Is he a night person? Does he like to work at night, or does a lot of, you know, in the evening time?
He stays up late. He'll eat late. Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Okay, I know that sometimes he watches sports really late. You know, you've told us that. But
not just that, but I mean, he'll play video games. He sometimes can't sleep. He'll watch TV late.
Well, when the fox is a totem animal, and he's an observer too, and he's sharp with it, and he'll be an excellent parent and a mate too as well. Just to let you know. And he's capable of blending in and doing whatever. You know what I mean? He has he has no problem blending in. So and he's done that where others have failed with your family, right? You know what I mean?
And when I read more about it, I was like, I think it is, but then I was like, I want to make sure that like I didn't misunderstand what he said, but someone had actually said that to me, because I was pretty sure. Because it was a man's voice, and I know most of my angels that I usually work with are women, so all of a sudden when a man's speaking to me, I really thought he had said it, but he was like, no, I did not. But it felt so strong, so I looked it up, but I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't hearing stuff, because I was excited because I didn't find out that the interview was changed until the following day, so I was really, like, in tune and stuff. I've been working on trying to get that back, because I was a little disappointed, but you know, it'll come through. So,
well, that's good. I think so too as well. But yeah, it feels like, you know, because we talked about the bear, I think, with you, and but yes, the fox, I feel, is one of his totem animals. How about you, Corrine?
I'm sorry, I was trying to connect with him, but I kept getting a little yellow bird for you. I'm not really familiar with birds, so you're going to have to excuse me on this one. A canary? I don't know.
I was going to say canary.
Yes, a canary. I'm getting a canary for you, because there's this little bird, and it's like a little yellow bird, and I think it is a canary. I'm as much as I know about birds, I think it is a canary. That's showing up for you, and I couldn't push it aside, just because I just couldn't get rid of this little bird here and turn into the bear and the fox. I'm sorry, but so the canary is really showing up strong for you. I don't know if you're going to be seeing it or whatever, or I'm not, and I can't really tell if this is a life totem or just a temporary one right now, but the canary it stands for, you know, find that delicate balance between your own inner voice and the thoughts that are going on inside your head, right? The canary also stands for heightened psychic awareness, right? And sensitivity to the world around you, which is who you are. You are, you know, as a crystal indigo child. It's also about new experiences that are presenting themselves to you right now, okay? That's what the canary is about. So I think it's perfect, because you are right now creating a new experience with the job coming in on all of that. So the canary is one of its really strong messages, though, is to guide you to fill your life with more joy in this specific period of time in your life right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which I think you received that message before, but I just couldn't get
never,
that bird out of the way.
Never through an animal totem, though, so that is really nice to hear. I looked it up online. It said something about fresh air, stuff like that. These are cards that I've been pulling from my deck of from my angel cards lately, because I've been, like, opening all of the windows here, even though it's kind of dead winter in the Northeast, trying to, like, circulate that. So it's interesting that it's a canary. But I could use some more joy and happiness in my life. I've been trying to get out more, do more things, and just, you know, continue to keep my vibration as high as possible and whatnot.
Hey, Lindsay, really, I'm looking up at the canary right now myself, and it's a powerful communicator. You know, so it's really helping you with your speech. Also, if you're artistic, do you sing? You draw, right? Sing and draw and all that kind of stuff, right? Is that what you do?
I used to draw often. I still have my art portfolio. I did a lot of that for my undergraduate years ago. And so, well, yeah, I'm saying not overly great, but I do.
Okay, well, I guess it's, like, really connected to the arts, so the canary is. So it's helping you with that, or the canary's helping you with that. Also, the physical and the emotional atmospheres, you're really sensitive. So ask for the canary's help with that, too, as well. I think Corrine just said that. And got lots of opportunities coming. So that's what that's being shown. So how cool is that? That your guy there's got the fox, you got the canary, and how many times have you been able to say, "Hey, I've lived with a fox and a canary, and they got along." That's right.
I'm gonna have to be sure that I share that one with him in a couple of minutes, because I'm sure he'll find that entertaining. But yeah, you know, when did the canary show up? Did it show up within the past few days, or has it been there for a little bit?
I just turned into the fox, so go ahead, Kakreen would know.
Yeah, no, this one feels like this is a journey animal totem for you, that it's here with you for a period of time as you go on this journey, and then it feels like it's going to switch, like right after you get the job and all of that, you know, because I think the canary is with you to kind of give you hope that new experiences are entering into your life, to remind you of, to bring joy into your life. Also remind you of your sensitivity to energies around you as a spiritual being, and the great gifts that you have. So it's with you right now because you've been looking for this, asking for this, and needing this. And so, and it feels like, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It feels like it is going to switch after you finish this little transitional period here.
I was wondering if that might have been a part of why this last interview was delayed a little bit, because that would then give it a little bit more time till the spring. And I often see the color yellow, like yellow tulips sometimes.
That's nice.
So, canary yellow.
Yeah, there you go.
I think there's red canaries too, right? I don't know much about birds, but I think there's red canaries and all that. But this one showed up as a little yellow canary.
Yeah, there's a couple of colors, but I usually see them as yellow, I believe, or at least in this part of where of the country where I live. But that was about it, Angels, obviously. I really appreciate it. And, that's about it.
Well, you have a great night. Keep us posted, okay?
I will, guys. Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. I think we got another one, Victoria from Virginia.
Hi, Victoria.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I was just wondering if you guys could tell me what my animal totems were.
I got one for you, okay, because I tuned in. You've got the hawk, H-A-W-K.
Ah. Okay.
All right. I think Kareem's probably got, a different one. Kareem, what do you feel for her?
I'm sorry. My phone just cut out there for a second, but I'm back. I am back. I heard little glitches there, so I'm not exactly sure. We're talking about her. Was the question her animal totem? Was that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I cut out there for a second. Okay, what I got for you was a rabbit, but not in the sense of, okay, because they're being really strong with me here. They're saying not the rabbit in the sense of the rabbit showing up for the guy in the story that I was talking about earlier about him because the rabbit can stand for different things. You know, it's like the characteristics of a rabbit, right? They can change their path. They can go leaps and bounds and go different places. For him, specifically, it was, hey, rethink your plan. Go a different way. Leap in a different direction, right? The rabbit also helps you to kind of, how am I trying to explain this here? Because they're trying to show me a different, they're saying go this way on the rabbit explanation. It's more of like a joyful feeling of the rabbit, which is like about taking advantage of chances when they're available. It's a time to kind of, play with the plans that you have now set into motion for yourself. Enjoying the movement of going through those plans that you have now set forth. Okay. Which I think is where you're at, because now you've made some specific changes and you're now in the act of watching them unfold. Basically, you are now living out your new intentions that you have set forth. And you're observing, and you're watching, and you're in the moment of that. You're actively creating with deliberate intent all that you desire to experience now. Whereas before you kind of took a back seat to that, now you're like in the front seat of doing that. And the rabbit, they keep telling me, they're like, it's about moving forward, leaping forward, going with it, going in motion, keeping and staying in motion of that.
Huh. Listen, I've got something with the hawk for you too as well. Because she said a couple things here, and one of the reasons, and the hawk is with you, and it's been with you since birth. You're good. You do well at interpreting signs and omens from Earth, like the planet, like the woods, your outside world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what you're good at. You're connected to Mother Earth. And you're really good at interpreting signs from that, whether it's a blessing or a warning, okay? I think what she just said with the rabbit, I think. And you also flow, with the movements of life, because that's what the hawk does with you or helps you do. And you don't really get your feathers ruffled, but when you do, watch out. That's what the hawk helps you with it. And, you love freedom. So you've got a lot. That's a great totem animal. What's your heritage, by the way? Because we've seen that one other time with somebody who was Indian. What's your heritage? Are you Indian or just, if you're like me, I'm Heinz
German,
57?
But my parents would tend to disagree, but my father's side, there's always been a possibility of having an Indian, some heritage in there.
Okay, because it feels like it, too.
There's a picture.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because it feels like that you are. That's what it feels like too. So there's a picture of an Indian in your family portfolio. They just say, "Oh, how'd that get there?" Right.
There's a picture of a woman who has like a distinctive features of someone who has Indian descent.
I gotcha. Cool. Well, that's a rich heritage that you have there. Yeah, that's a rich heritage. But, you know, one of the things that I'll share with you is ask for their help. You know, you've got the bunny rabbit and you've got the hawk. And, you know, with the two totem animals like that, you can really do a lot, you know. So you got some powerful animals there, okay? So.
Oh, my gosh. I just got it right now. I just got it. I'm sorry. I was kind of kicking myself for not being able to verbalize this correctly. And it makes sense now because I remember Chewy and I were talking about you before and I remember saying to her, it's how amazing is it that Victoria, she's just like a sponge. She just absorbs all this information and then she puts her mind to it and then she just does it and then she makes it happen. You know, like that's what you did. You said you wrote a list, you made this happen and you're onto it now. Like it was just, it's like everything that you realized you needed to do. You're like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I did it. It was amazing. That's what the rabbit is. They are about leaps and bounds. People that have this animal totem, their endeavors go in leaps and bounds, just like what you do. Because I remember telling Tree, I said, how amazing is that? She just puts her mind to it, and then she just does it, and then it happens. And then she moves on to the next thing. And it's just all about progress. Like, you can just do that. That's what it is. The rabbit is about leaps and bounds. I think this is one of your life totems, because that is who you are. You, like, put your mind to it, you make it happen, you get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got some strong ones there, girls. So, I would just go with it and use the hawk. The hawk's a powerful one. Do a lot of research on both of them. You got a lot of angel help, a lot of animal totems. You can't go wrong, okay? And we're coming to the Moroccan wedding, right, Corinne? So.
Yeah.
All right,
oh,
I got
yes.
My, okay. I got my Moroccan shoes ready, okay? So.
We'll have the hookah and everything.
There you go. What's your mate? All right. Take care. Have a great night.
Thank
okay?
you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love her. She's amazing, isn't she? So, the rabbit and the hawk. Okay. See, where else but on when you're talking about totems and animals that are with you, where you can have the hawk and the rabbit in one household, or the fox and the canary and a bear, you know. So, mm-hmm. I guess it shows you that you really, really when you start tuning in to really creating everything on purpose, you know, in your life, you've got a lot of help out there with these animals and people. All they need to do is just reach out. You know what I mean? So I want to make sure that I'm really clear on this. One of the ways, or a couple ways that we can really tune in is, you know, there's a meditation CD by Stephen Farmer out there. It shows you how to connect with your totem animals. You can also ask for them to come to you in a dream. and I would probably and see them in person. Not in person is see them in animal form, literally on the planet is also one way that you can do it. And then just see, you know, and if you when you're ready, they'll show up for you. Do you agree? I do. That's how I think it happens.
Yes, you know? Yes. Or they appeared to you throughout your entire life. You just weren't taking notice of it. Like, for example, the sparrow with me. So, and we probably can recall, you know, interactions with animals much more frequently in our childhood probably than we can now. So, one way that you can kind of figure that out is kind of, you know, go back to your childhood and think about where were the animals that kind of, that you know, maybe when you were coloring, you know, back in the days when we would draw pictures of animals, what animals did you tend to draw the most?
Right.
You know, or when you were looking through, you know, and reading books, which ones, you know, did you always enjoy reading about? Because those are the ones that will have been with you your entire life. For me, it's I've always known it's been the lion for me. And it's shown up throughout different ways. And they can show up in different ways. It doesn't have to be, you know, the actual live animal crossing your path, you know, because I don't know how I would come across a lion right now. But
yeah, that would be a little bit disconcerting, you know, right? So, can you imagine?
Yeah. So, I mean, it can show up in pictures, in a movie, on TV, like for you, the camel that you saw on TV. So it can show up in lots of different ways. You could see it in a magazine, a poster, anything. On a picture on somebody's t-shirt, you know, and so pay attention to the animals that are trying to get your attention.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's a good thing to remember. One of the things I want to ask you, Corinne, do you feel that you can have, you know, life totems or that have been with you for all your life and then all of a sudden just show up or come out? Do you know what I mean? When you're ready, when you grow into them, they're in the background, let's say way in the background. And then they come when when the student is ready, the teacher will come kind of like, do you believe that animal totems can do that?
Yes, absolutely. They show up when you are ready, when they feel like they need your help, because they choose us, you know, when we have these animals planned, just like how we plan our you know, soul experiences in each of the lifetimes, these animals are, you know, they choose us and it, you know, they're there for us. Like, for example, for me, the sparrow, I didn't catch sight of that sparrow until about a year ago, but that little bird was showing up to me, and I don't remember it in my early childhood, but I remember it in the last couple of years showing up and going, oh man, that was, yeah, I remember seeing that 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. I remember where, yeah. But I know that is one of my life totems, because of the way that it feels within me, and I can see a pattern in my life. But absolutely. And they'll show up, and then sometimes they'll show up more repeatedly to kind of get your attention.
Okay.
If you're not paying attention, which is all of a sudden you'll turn around and you'll see, well, for you, it's the journey totem. You saw it in your dreams, you saw it on TV.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and so that caught your attention. You're like, ah, okay, camel. Absolutely.
Well, you know, one of the things, like with the dolphins, years ago, I knew that the dolphins were on the other side, but there was this thick, it was like almost like woods, and I couldn't even get through it. And I felt the messages, you're not ready to work with the dolphins yet, or they're not, you know, it's like I had to grow. But I knew they were always there. And then I remember I saw, a couple of years later, then I saw a gate, a fence. And then on the other side of the fence was the ocean, and then I knew the dolphins were there. And then in a dream, I just started playing with them, you know, and then I was able to see them. So I wondered what your thoughts were about it, you know.
The dolphin represents such spirituality, because not only is it in the water, which is, you know, symbolism of spirituality, but they also are known as the angels of the sea, right? And the protectors and all of that. And so I think as you evolved and you grew, it was kind of like they knew you were ready to tap into the magic of the dolphins, because you can work with dolphins too, actually, you know, right? You do some dolphin meditations, right? So I think your soul had to be prepared for that kind of journey Right. Absolutely. Yeah. But they don't necessarily have to show up like that. Like for me, I always knew the lion for me. Not necessarily understanding what it meant, but I always saw a lion around me everywhere I went. You know, because when you're a child, you're not really understanding. But I always knew that I had an affinity towards lions. And now that I understand the meaning of it, I can tap into the energy. Whereas I think when I was a child, I was just like, oh, I love lions. They're my favorite.
I agree with you because the kitties, my two kitties have always, jaguar kitties, right? They've always been with me and always have shown up when I needed to make a decision and just to let me know where people's intentions were at, you know, including my own. So they've always been around, and I remember when I was a kid, I used to have like a couple of them in my room. You know, those like those little porcelain animals that you get. My parents got that for me, which is amazing. So, and then I used to see them in dreams and stuff too as well. So yeah, but I wondered what you thought about that. So that's good. I'm evolving and growing. that's good. When you're moving is always good, and growing is even better. So it's nice to know that you know can work with the dolphins now as well. So,
yeah, it's like tapping into your innate magic because, you know, dolphins are so magical. It's like you're tapping into that magic. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And so I'm pretty excited about it. Anyway, we've got some things coming up. I know that in the next couple of weeks or in February, we're teaching a couple of classes. And one of them is about building your intuition. I think another one is past life regression, future life regression. And you had a neat spin that you put on the past life regression class. We're going to talk about, what was it that you said? Because I thought that was pretty neat. So I want to make sure we tell people because we're almost at the end of our show.
It's about not only exploring your past lives, but about discovering what your purpose is for this life that you've created for this specific lifetime. And having the past lives as a background to understand specifically why you chose this specific purpose and theme or lessons or gifts or blessings for this the lifetime that we're living now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's if you lived a past life, it's always good to understand the lessons associated with it. All of us have lived past lives. We're doing a future life progression where you can actually see yourself in the future. And people are like, oh, I'd love to know that, but does it really happen? You bet. You know. And so you can take a look, see, and see where you're headed. And then we're also doing. I know one of the classes that we're teaching in February is along with all this is some tools that you can use, and I believe that you're teaching your angel card class as well. So I know people have gotten a lot out of that in the past. So that's a good class because they can you use angel cards. They can do. You'll teach them how to tap into their angels and anything else with that.
Right, and if you don't have angel cards, you can use tarot cards. It's all the same. The angels, they understand what you're working with, and the class is about deciphering those messages by using your intuition and your own connection to spirit. Because the angel cards is just a tool. It's not some trickery that's involved. It works with the law of attraction and your connection to spirit and. The angels understand how you are going to use the cards. So it doesn't really matter what kind of cards you have. There are even people that use playing cards too to receive messages. It's a great class.
Yeah. So bring your best angel cards or your favorite poker cards.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I know too, we are doing, we have a call on Tuesday night. It's a manifesting call where we talk about a lot of aspects of relationships, life choices, prosperity, your career, also your soul's path, your soul, you know, what you're here to do. And that's every Tuesday night at 9:30, and it's free. Well, that's the best part about it. So if you just tap into our website at angelcoaches.com, you can get all the information, and we'll send us an email. We'll send you everything. So I think that's about it. So take care of everybody, and have a good weekend.
All right, good night, everyone.